JJ, welcome to the studios again. So glad you can make it back, my man.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Good to be back.
We love this new record, as always. You guys are working hard, keeping the pace going. You are on a roll. I mean, when was the last time you put a record out?
Orange Blossoms, 2 years ago, almost to the day that came out.
In between doing the road
touring
shows?
Constantly.
That's
yeah.
great. That's great. Now, this new one is called Georgia Warhouse, which is a nickname. Warhorse, sorry, which is the nickname for grasshopper.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's what my grandmother's always called him, and my dad. I've always heard him call them Georgia Warhorses.
What's the story behind that?
They're just tough, you know. I just always like, and they remind me of, in some way like that, of my grandmother's toughness. You know, she's 93, still independent, still living by herself, still doing it all, and I just hope I got some of that in me somehow. Some way.
Can she cook like you can?
I can't boil water. She could cook, you know. She can cook a pine cone and make it worth eating. So I can't. So she's the master of that. She can definitely do that.
Does she dig the mofro?
Yeah. She likes it. She came and saw me play the other night. I did a solo set by myself at the Spirit of Suwannee Park for the Blackwater Festival, and she came down for that. She don't know how to turn the CD player on, so she don't really listen to CDs or anything. But, yeah, she's into all of it. She keeps every little clip and anything she can find, you know, at least in the local papers and stuff.
Let's talk about your heritage for just a couple of minutes. What kind of musical heritage you got in your family? Did your grandmother play a role in that at all?
Well, just as a human being, you know, I wanted to play music like she lived, so to speak. But on my dad's side, my uncle and them, they had an old-timey gospel group. They've been playing. He's been playing for 50-odd years, you know. And my uncle, my aunt, and my cousins. And one of my cousins, he's, like, legally deaf, and he can play a mandolin, guitar. He's insane. So they actually sang on Country Ghetto, on a track on Country Ghetto for me. And my mom sang in the choir. My brother sang in the choir. And we always had a little organ at the house. But, you know, it was always about church music when I was coming up. You had to sneak around to listen to the CD or stuff.
Well, we're going to talk to you in just a couple of minutes a little bit more about Georgia Warhorse, find out what kind of cooking you did to get this going. But we got to get a live one from you now. Are you going to do something from the new CD?
Sure.
What are you going to play for us?
A song called Hide and Seek.
All right.
Behind you, run away, but you got to turn and fight to live another day. Whisper in the sawgrass, murmur in the pines, lift your hands up and away, lift them off your eyes. Playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. Says you're right, another says you're wrong. Well, who speaks and who listens? The weak or the strong? Can you feel the fear deep within the mind? There's no loss or gain in soul. Nothing real can ever die or feel it. Playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. Playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. Disintegrate or liberate, oh, I can't think myself free, yeah. by the VJ, I can hear him say that the truth it must be live and to wake up from the dream of madness. But my eyes are wide open. I'm playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. I'm playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. Playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open. Playing hide and seek, but my eyes are wide open.
Live music on WUKY, it's J.J. Gray. Sounding good. Hide and Seek, that's a live version of a song from his new CD called Georgia Warhorse. And in the liner notes, you say, Egypt has the pyramids, France, the Eiffel, Italy, the Sistine, and right here in northern Florida, we've got Jim DeVito's masterpiece, Retrophonics, which is the studio you guys recorded in again. Uh-huh. Tell us about Retrophonics.
Well, it's I met Jim many, many years ago. It's the only studio I've ever recorded in, and he's just amassed equipment since 1961, I guess, or earlier. He's been just acquiring gear, you know what I mean? And it's the golden age stuff. It's
still recording analog?
Oh, yeah, 2-inch tape. And Dan edits in Pro Tools and does some stuff in Pro Tools. But we start off with 2-inch tape and old microphones, old preamps, all that stuff. They just, you know, it's not to even try to get a vintage sound. It just sounds better just to our ears, my ears and Dan's ears, Dan Prother, the producer, and to Jim DeVito. To all our ears, it's just better gear. It just sounds better.
Are you recording what is typically referred to as live?
No, it's tracked. The studio is not real big, so you can't put a whole band in there at one time. I've recorded all the stuff at home first by myself, all the different parts to see how it lays. And then we hit the studio, you know, you just never know how it's going to go. So I usually just start off with me, the bass player, and the drummer.
Well, we're talking about the technical side of it, but what about the soul of the studios? I mean, you obviously like it. You're going back over and over again. Tell us about what the feeling is like when you head back home and record in the Stereophonics studio C.
Well, it's just got...
Excuse me, Retrophonics.
Yeah. It's just got soul that, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, you know. It's about Jim, you know. A room's a room, but it's so many things. It's like a guitar that's been played so many times for so long, it just stays in tune. It just knows how to be played, and it will allow you to play what it's capable of. And usually within that world, it's like it will write the songs for you, the guitar, so to speak. A guitar or a piano or instrument, an old instrument like that, will do that. And that studio does the same thing. It will record the songs for you, so to speak. You got to be patient because, you know, it's old gear and it's temperamental. But it's right on the ocean, too, so, you know. Go surfing in the morning and hit the studio at noon. And, yeah, man.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, somebody's got to do it.
What a life. Hey, you just got back from Jamaica. Talk about that a little bit, JJ.
Yeah, I went down for a couple of days to finish shooting some video stuff with Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals.
Who's on the new record.
Yeah, he's singing with me on the song The Sweetest Thing. So we were down there shooting some stuff in the studio, and then I sang on a track on his record, you know, because we traded out. He sang on a track for me, and I sang on a track for him. And just overall just hung out Kingston style, you know, in Jamaica.
Tell us about your relationship with Toots, you know, how that got going and what led you to record with each other.
Well, he's my favorite singer of all time, you know. Him and Otis Redding are tied for first place, you know. He's my favorite singer. He's the greatest soul singer alive, as far as I'm concerned. And he he's been a major influence on me the last 25 years, you know, my manager and I put on a festival a couple years ago, and he played at it, and we hit it off, and then we run into each other at other festivals in different places, and we just hit it off, and let's do something together. So it just it was real easy, because he's just like that, you know. He's just laid back, you know. The whole crew down there was all laid back. We had a lot of fun down there, me and him.
How did the recording session work for you? Did you tell him what you wanted? He just stepped in and interpreted it?
I just took the song. I sent him the track with all the vocals on it, and then I sent him a track with none of the vocals and a lyric sheet, and I just let him go buck wild. Because he
worked out pretty good.
Oh yeah, he can do it. And it was a thrill to watch him in the studio down in Jamaica, you know, because he's unbelievable. He can sing. I mean, he can do anything.
Well, you're playing more harmonica on this record.
It just sort of happened. You know, I didn't even think about it. And I played less on Orange Blossoms than I did on previous records. And I didn't really think about that. It just sort of happened, you know. And I love the harmonica. It showed up again. I'm kind of glad.
Got another live one in you?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to play the actual song that we did, The Sweetest Thing.
Do it, man. This is J.J. Gray live on WUKY.
Down by the sea, staring at the sunset. All those colors of light, like a flame through the heart. Oh, but I never saw a sunset, woman, till I met you. Yeah, you're the sweetest thing. Sweetest thing. Ooh. You're the sweetest thing. The sweetest thing. Ooh. Down by the sea, staring at the heavens. All those stars in the sky, those beacons of light. Yeah, but I never even noticed them until I met you. Yeah, you're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Ooh. You're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Ooh, baby, you. The sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Oh, you're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing, Lord. Oh, tell me, what is this lament? I can't tell you. I've been a dead man running all of my life, and I never felt a thing, woman, till I met you, you. The sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Mm-hmm. You're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing, Lord. You're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Oh, baby, you're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Lord, baby, you're the sweetest thing, baby, the sweetest thing. Mm-hmm. You're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing.
Live music on 91.3 WKY. JJ Gray, you sound better than ever, JJ.
Thanks, bro.
Will you do us a favor?
Sure.
Make us a promise?
Yeah.
Will you come back?
Oh, of course.
I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by.